27-25. Titans lead it here, but it'll be Anderson County ball as we start the third quarter. Starting lineup from both teams on the floor to start the third. And Garmin with it in the front court. Triple handoff here to Pittman. Little weave action to Gridden. Leads it off on the baseline to Woodridge. Gets it back to Garmin. Garmin working against Feldman. Trying to back him in the basket. Turns ground and kicks it out to Pittman on the left wing. Now moves to the corner. Gets it right back to Garmin. Garmin going to drive. Leave off the lane for Gridden. He'll lay it in, and we're tied at 27. Charlie come over to help. He's left Gridden wide open. Straight away, Cochran has it. Dribble handoff to Feldner. Jacob's going to go to the basket. Left-handed shot. God, hit on the arm.
They didn't call that. They're not definitely not calling anything. Because he had it right across the arm.
That'll send Jacob Feldner to the line. Jacob, 25 of 26 from the line on the season.
Free throw up.
Good. Jacob's first point of the night. Not sure. I guess he attempted one shot during the first. Had a little runner in the lane late in the half. I think it was it. Definitely nothing from the three-point line in the first half. Second free throw by Feldner. This one also good. So Collins answers back. Goes back out on top here, 29-27. Just about a minute in here to the third. Pittman in the front court, hands back to Garmin. Left side to Penny. Penny trying to get in the lane. Spins, goes up in the lane, laid it in. He now has 11, and we're tied again at 29. Cochran with it straight away. Hands back to Ford. Nick's been looking to drive. Hands back to Feldner. Feldner leaves it off from McKnight. Back to Ford. Nick drives. Leaves it to Cochran. Cochran, 15-foot jumper. Contested. Knocked it down anyway.
Tough shot right there. Woo! That's them tough twos Matt Jones likes talking about.
Cochran now with 12. Lead back to 2 here. 31-29. Gridden.
Dude, he put the ball on the floor. They need the pressure here. Like
he's
here.
In trouble, and we're going to have a timeout Anderson County.
Coach Jerry, thick as he is over on that sideline. He's my favorite bunch, boys.
30-second timeout. He's, what if he's ever caught batting practice, though?
Not with the equipment on, I guarantee you.
No, I'll tell you, he's not at that level.
No, come on. Oh, geez.
But both teams, you can tell with some offensive adjustments, got at halftime, both teams have scored on each possession they've had here early in the second half.
I tell you right now, I mean, Charlie Cochran, what's he got for the night?
He got 12.
12. He, I don't know if he's missed a shot. I mean,
I don't think he's missed a shot.
And he takes some tough shots, too. He might have missed one on a rebound down there, rebound putback, but yeah, he's feeling it right now.
Pittman will inbound, gets it into Penny.
Think about Penny, though, man. Penny going to the basket, tough to stop, and right now,
Penny drives, leaves it off for Woodridge. He's on the baseline. Back to Woodridge. Right back to Penny. Penny going to drive baseline. Goes all the way to the basket. Goes up. No good. Ball on the floor. And dug out. And it's going to be a jump ball between Cochran and Penny, I think. Let's see. I don't know.
They call a foul? They call a foul.
And they did call a foul on Charlie Cochran, his first.
They called a foul on that, and they let all that other go.
I thought both guys had the ball.
They did. Penny's got a little attitude out of tonight.
I don't think it's just tonight.
Is Penny?
Yeah.
He better hope he never plays against Boogie Cousins. That's all I can tell him.
He better have medical staff on standby if he does.
He likes the kind of guy that after the play likes to kind of throw the elbows.
All right, it'll be Anderson County basketball. They were cleaning up a couple bodies on the floor, making sure all the couple residue. You say
a couple bodies on the floor?
A couple bodies on the floor, yeah. Inbounded inside the grid and goes up against Cochran, laid it in, and Charlie, I think, caught an elbow on the way up.
Nice play there by Harrison County on the out of bounds underneath.
Tied back again at 31. Ball screen by Feldner. And going to be an illegal screen on Jacob Feldner. And that might answer your question about how the game might be called in the second half. Is we saw all kinds of contact in the first. Well, definitely wouldn't have been it. Pittman up ahead to Gridden. Gridden leaves it off for Wolters. He'll rise up for three. No good. Long rebound out to Feldner.
You can let him shoot it, I can tell you. These people are here. Have bought everything in the world.
Cochran looking to drive. Still looking to drive. Spins in the lane. Goes up and missed the shot. Just a tough shot there by Charlotte.
Good move, just didn't like the finish.
Rebounded by Gritton. Gritton coming the other way with it. Leaves it off for Garmin straight away. Anderson County looking for a lead here. Collins has led the majority of the game. Anderson County took a brief lead there, 23-22, toward the end of the second quarter. Porter Jenkins gets it away to Garmin straight away. Garmin on the dribble, guarded by Ford. 4:50 to go here in the third quarter. And Garmin once again just flops, and they'll suck the officials into making the call.
I think Dom did push him, though, I'll be honest.
But he went down like he got hit by a truck.
Yeah, Anderson County still was just three team fouls called the whole game. Right?
Yeah. Four. They had three in the first half.
I thought they only had two. I got you.
Collins now with three team fouls here in the third quarter. Pittman with it in front court. Looking to drive. Leaves it off left side. Penny wide open from three. Rolled off. No good. Rebounded by McKnight. Davion pushing it up the right side. Now he'll slow it back up. Cross court to Ford. Left side. He's already hit two of them, and this one's too long. Rebounded by McKnight. Davion goes back up. Missed it. And tips it to Turner. Don missed it. He's undercut.
Unbelievable. What are you doing? How is that not a foul? How is that not a foul?
And I think they get Tony Cochran on the foul after the play.
How is that not? He undercut him. He undercut him.
Unbelievable.
My heavens, this guy's with the kid in the jury, all I know. My heavens.
And he's going the other way, leaves it off. Walters, corner three in the air, good. Dominic Turner still a little gimpy as he got undercut and rolled up on his ankle.
And they called nothing.
McKnight, good pass to Ford. Nick got to shoot that. Turn around, wild shot off the board, no good. And McKnight follows it up and in. And right now, I know Dom Turner a little hurting here, but
what's going on anyway?
Dom got to stop the game to get him out.
Well, they undercut him.
Unbelievable.
That's unbelievable. That's just unbelievable.
I'm telling you right now, these three guys are the best of 13th region after
my
all.
My heavens.
I'd hate to see the worst three guys. They're probably going to cleaning up a spot over there where Dominic Turner went down.
How is that not a foul? I wish they would have to tell me.
We know. All right,
now. Oh, my gracious sake.
34-33, Anderson leads it.
Woo-wee.
Inbounded to Garmin. Full court man-to-man pressure here by the Titans. Midway through the third.
This thing might end up in a fight, and they got nobody to blame but themselves.
Pittman. Gets to the middle of the floor, leaves it off for Labar. Right back to Pittman. He'll hand back to Penny. He started by Eads. Penny looks to drive. Challenged by Eads. Scored anyway. Good move there by Kobe Penny. Anderson back out on top by three here, 36-33. Eads with it straight away. Left side to Ford. He'll give it to Cochran straight away. Starley. Went off and left the ball, trying to drive right and left the ball behind him. And he thought it was hit, but I think he just lost the handle of that one. And Dominic Turner going to check back in here for Nick E.
This is a game here you just going to have to play, get tough and play. If they're not going to give you anything, you got to get it, because I'm telling you right now, Anderson County could commit murder at her and not get a foul call. I'm telling you.
Actually, Charlie Cochran goes out, Nick Heath stays in. Anderson by three. Biggest lead of the night for them. Penny, crossover dribble, forces his way in the basket, laid it in. Hey, Dom's got to be strong and just flop him and make him make a call. Just pushed him all the way out of the basket.
They ain't going to make no call. That's out.
McKnight crossover dribble goes to basket and scored and through the fire.
That's what you got to do is take it right at him. Davion's the only one out there right now that's taking it right at him. Everybody else is going in there kind of shy away.
Now on Wooldridge. It's first, and McKnight to the line.
You got going there, and you got to put your knee in the chest and take it right up at him.
Yeah.
They're going to play that way. That's the way you got to do it.
So McKnight to the line. Davion trying to convert the three-point trip. Free throw up, good. Davion now with 11. Marcellus Bell going to check in here for Nick Fort.
I think Marcellus has got a little bit in him, too. We'll see. I mean, they're young, but...
Big three-point trip there by McKnight. He's actually scored the last five for the Titans.
Because he's taking the ball to the basket.
He leads 38-36. Anderson County leads 38-36. Pittman, left side to Penny. Right back to Pittman. Right back to Penny. Penny has it tipped away behind by McKnight. He's smacked, no call. McKnight weaves his way in, leads it back to East straight away. McKnight will come back and get it.
I'll get out of the way, let him take in the basket every time.
He'll take a ball screen. Going to force his way to the basket. And
there you go. Every time. He can't guard it.
That foul on Gritton. His second. And McKnight back to the line. He'll shoot two this time.
Garmin cannot guard him one-on-one. I'm sorry. He's going to get to the basket.
Free throw up, this one, rolled off, no good.
Hands came in shocker time to get called for a foul.
When you go through the first 30 minutes and don't get called for none. Second free throw, this one good. Davion now with 12. Lead down to one for Anderson County, 38-37. Pittman. Being doubled. Goes across court to Lavard. He'll hand back to Garmin. 1:56 to go here in the third. Anderson leads 38-37. They have the ball. Penny with it out front.
You don't want to get Pittman an open look here.
And Collin thing has shifted back to a 2-3 zone here.
Something looks like that.
Pittman with it out front in the middle of the grid. And he traveled.
Whoa, hey, Collin traveled. I'm getting shocked too.
And a block of tears on the Collin side of things.
If I was Anderson County, I'd say that I'm being shocked too.
And McKnight will bring it up, looking to regain the lead here. Feltner with it straight away. Left side to McKnight, going to drive baseline, cut off. Leaves it back for Vail. Deep kind of got in the way there. Marcellus, I think, would have had a shot there. He was ready to shoot. Turner going to drive right side, stop in the lane. Little floater, good. First field goal of the game for Dominic Turner. He has three, and Collins has regained the lead here, 39-38. And they're on a 6-0 run as they had fallen down by 5, 38-33 there. And he walks it in the front court. Going to look to drive in the lane. Tough shot, and he's fouled on his way to the basket as he used his left arm just kind of nudge Feltner out of the way.
To Penny's credit, though, that's the way they're calling it.
Yep.
You know, that's the way I'm saying on the other end. Davion's only one, I think, is playing like that.
That's the third foul on Dominic Turner here with 55 seconds to go in the quarter. Free throw up by Penny. Go good.
How many fouls does Stockwell have on him?
He's got two. So Penny now with a second free throw, trying to tie things up. Free throw up in the air. Good. So that ties things up here at 39. 55 seconds to go here in the quarter. Inbounded to McKnight. Davion, the running star here, still on the move. Back cut, oh, and it was deflected, stolen by Garmin. But Challenge Turner goes all the way to the basket, missed it, and then Penny runs over McKnight.
I tell you, they didn't call that one out blue.
That'll be number three on Penny.
Good job by Dom, not the foul. It would have been his fourth. Garmin was more worried about drawing the foul than trying to finish the basket.
When you're in mid-flop, it's kind of hard to change. But another good job by Davion McKnight to block out and cause Penny to come and run completely over.
They had a nice back cut down there, just the ball.
Yeah.
Good defensive play by Garmin.
Inbounded to Vail. He nearly lost it. And they call him for a double dribble. I think that's a bad call. I don't think he dribbled. I think he lost the handle. I don't think at all.
Reverse.
He didn't have to. You got to have possession of the ball to double dribble. But anyway, it's a
I don't think he thought he could dribble because he sure didn't want to put first.
And Gritton runs with it out of bounds. Good defense by Nick King. Just pounded him all the way around the pick and rode him kind of into the bench, and Gritton couldn't make a clean catch and just carried it out of bounds with him.
Nick King ain't going to be afraid of no contact with this team.
Bounded a knee, right back to Turner. Dom's going to go the other way. Fouled by Gritton, and will draw the foul on Gritton. That'll be number three. No shot at him.
I thought Headpiece was going to come over and call offensive foul for him, the way he was coming across.
So 15 foul, both teams now with five here in the second half. 34 seconds to go in the quarter. Floated in to Turner. Dom's going to make his way to the basket. Goes all the way and will draw the foul. Like to see him convert that one. That foul will go on Woodridge.
Dom feels like he's limping out there.
That'll be his second, but that'll send Dom Turner to the line.
Because he was putting a full Nelson over earlier.
Yeah, no kidding.
I said, hey, that was the most amazing call I've ever seen in my life.
Standing quite long. Free throw up and good.
And you know, if you don't call a foul, you got to call him for walking.
Well, the worst part of that play is that he didn't call the foul. Then they called the foul on Charlie Cochran on the loose ball. Second free throw by Dom. This one's short. Rebounded by Pittman. Highlands lead 40-39. 25 seconds to go here in the quarter. Britton with it out front. Right side to Woodridge. He'll hand back here to Pittman. Gets it to Garmin. Right back to Pittman. 12 seconds. Gets it back to Garmin. You'll see you go to work here. 8-6 seconds. Going to take a ball screen. Going to step up. He's going to shoot a three. No good. Rebounded by McKnight. He won't get a shot off, but a good block out by Davion McKnight as he continues to have a whale of a game here tonight.
A whale of a tournament.
So Anderson County Cuts jumped out to a five-point lead, but Collins able to answer, and they'll take a one-point lead into the fourth, 40-39. Collins leads it. You're listening to Titan Basketball and the 8th Region Basketball Tournament here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.